Thank you, Carl. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Gotta love that one.
Oh, yeah. Jackson 5 Christmas album is, again, an album that we played about 12 times tonight.
You know what's a little ironic about the Jackson 5 Christmas album?
Michael's black?
No. I think people knew that part. They're Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, I knew that.
They don't even celebrate Christmas.
That's pretty crazy. Anyway.
Not that there's anything, you can make music about stuff you don't celebrate, that's fine, but I don't know if everyone knows that.
Yeah.
It's a great Christmas album, though.
Yes, it is.
Andy Bunker, Randy McMichael filling in for Dukes and Bell today. It's going to be a very festive episode of Dukes and Bell, as it is Christmas Eve. Thanks so much for being with us, whether you're at work, listening to us that way, whether you got the day off, you're driving around, maybe getting some last-minute Christmas presents, whatever it is, we're very happy that you're here with us, and we're happy to be here as well till 7 o'clock tonight. And still, a lot to get to. We'll get into the NFL No Huddle coming up in just about 20 minutes. But before we do, some big news from over the weekend from Atlanta United. They have found the new manager, the successor to Tata Martino, in the name of Frank DeBoer, and Jason Longshore joining us here to tell us a little bit more about that. First and foremost, though, Jason, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. What's going on?
Just hanging out, trying not to steer this thing off the road.
Still early.
But also, it's still early. We're only an hour in. And obviously you're going to help with that. But just first blush reaction to the news from Atlanta United over the weekend.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a surprise. I mean, we didn't really know what to expect, and Frank DeBoer's name didn't really pop up in media circles until really late in the process, to be honest. But Darren Eales talked about it on the conference call yesterday with local and national media. They had a list of 50 that they pared down to about 15 to 20 and then had 7 interviews. So this was a very thorough search, and they ended up with a guy who Frank DeBoer won 4 straight titles with Ajax in the Netherlands, something that had never been done before in the history of soccer in the Netherlands. And at a club like Ajax that is known for developing young talent and then moving it on, that's something that he really did well there. He brought 25 young players through from the academy into the first team during his time there. That sounds like something you really want to do here in Atlanta as well.
What? You can tell a lot about the direction of a team, or at least the philosophy of an organization, based on the hire that they make, right? Like, you know what Georgia Tech is doing by hiring Jeff Collins. They're going in a different direction than where they've been. I think we understand that. I think we all also understand that Atlanta United has been going in a really great direction. We love the style that they've played with on the field. This says a lot to me about what you're talking about that development, about wanting to maybe model your organization after what Ajax has done, and I understand why you would do that. But what about the style? What about what Frank DeBoer brings as an actual tactical game day manager?
Yeah, this is something a lot of people have been worried about thinking that this is going to be a dramatically different style. Look, Frank DeBoer has shown in his managerial career that he will be flexible tactically, something we saw a lot from Tata Martino. I mean, if you ask 5 people who are hardcore fans of Atlanta United what was their best shape and best 11, you'd probably get 5 different answers. That was how Atlanta played in their first 2 years. I don't think that's necessarily going to change here, but the hallmarks of it, the philosophy, possession. And that's something that Atlanta really went from 2017 to 2018 in terms of controlling matches through controlling the ball and not giving the opposition opportunities to create scoring chances. That's something that will absolutely continue from Tata Martino to Frank DeBoer.
Hey, Jay, I'm reading some of the notes that you sent me on Friday, and you said he's a very skilled, well-rounded defender. So do you think more of his focus might, because of the attacking style, seems like they don't need any help with that, but do you think more or less he'll focus more on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, and that's something that he's known for, is he lets players express themselves in the final third. And when you've got guys like Tito Villalba and Joseph Martinez, you want to let those guys play. You want to be a little hands-off with them. And you want to shore up the defense. And this is a good defense. And getting Michael Parkhurst back, that signing was announced on Saturday, that helps. He's the type of defender that Frank DeBoer wants. You want a defender who can play with the ball at his feet and control possession. Parkhurst can do that. Leandro Gonzalez-Pirez can do that. Franco Escobar can do that. The interesting question is going to be on the left side, where Frank DeBoer started his playing career as a left back. Is this an opportunity for George Bello to thrive under one of the best defenders, in modern football? is Bello going to pick up some of those lessons from DeBoer? That would be massive for this team going forward.
Yeah, with Garza no longer being on the team, that's really interesting. Now, I get all the positive sides of it, and of course, it's only positivity right now with Atlanta United. They just won a championship. That's the way that we're thinking about this team. Do you have any reservations, though? Is there anything about this hire that maybe if you had heard some other names or there was some other possible candidates that you were hoping for or thinking about that may come up when you think about Frank DeBoer?
Yeah, there wasn't anybody that was a perfect hire because you're coming off a championship. And anytime you change anything from something that worked, you do worry about that. But you knew you were going to have to make a change at the managerial position of coming in. I worry about how he handles adversity in the early going because it'll happen. You're a new manager in a team that is starting in CONCACAF Champions League for the first time against the team in Herediano, who just ran roughshod over everybody in Costa Rica in the playoffs and beat the top seed twice in Saprissa to win a title. So you got the toughest draw in the CONCACAF Champions League, and that's going to be your first match if you're Frank DeBoer, starting on the road in Costa Rica, a place he's never managed in. He's never managed in CONCACAF. He doesn't know what it's like to go on the road in CONCACAF. That's tough, and there will be questions if things don't start out well because his last two stops were short stops and didn't go very well. I think they were bad situations where he wasn't fully supported like he will be here. But those questions, if things start slow, starting to spin, that would be a bit of a concern.
Hey, Jay, we pretty much know that that Miggy's going to be out. We think, that's a consistent that we think that he's going to be gone. Because you always tell me about Barco's skill set. Is he ready to take over that role that Miggy had? And do you think he learned something from all the adversity he went through this year?
Yeah, I think he had to. He's been called into the Argentina U-20 national team right now, and he's preparing for World Cup qualifying with them. He'll miss some of the beginning of preseason, and that's a little bit of a concern. But I think, too, a player like Christian Eriksen, who was with DeBoer at Ajax, wasn't starting before DeBoer took over the team. Eriksen turned into one of Ajax's best-ever products and is now a star with Tottenham Hotspur. Barco could be that kind of guy. Sometimes it takes a different voice. Sometimes it takes somebody different telling you things. You're just looking at things a little differently. That might be all Barco needs to kind of turn that corner.
Jason Longshore joining us here on Dukes and Bell, helping us react to the announcement that Atlanta United has hired Frank DeBoer as their next manager, and also just talking about some off-season Atlanta United news. Jason, I do wonder because, look, he had a great success at Ajax, but he's from there, right? He played there. He's from that country. I think he understands the way that their system works. You mentioned it. It didn't go well at Inter Milan. It didn't go well at Crystal Palace. What was it about those places that made it not go quite as well? Was it personality-driven? I know you mentioned he didn't quite have the support. It's a little off-putting to see somebody. He was fired after 85 days at Inter Milan. That's tough.
Yeah, it was a weird situation, both of them. And I've seen interviews with Frank DeBoer where he said that he wishes he hadn't taken the Inter Milan job because he was hired in August, right at the very end of preseason. You have no chance to build towards what you want to do in the season. And when that happens, if you're a club and things happen where you have to make a change that late in preseason, you've got to give that manager at least through the winter transfer window to be able to get things where you want, to not have that patience after bringing him in so late. Inter Milan was also going through ownership issues. Their CEO was fired a couple days after DeBoer. It was a mess at the top. Crystal Palace was a little different. Crystal Palace, he was hired in June of 2017 to replace Sam Allardyce. Sam Allardyce is not exactly known for playing anything resembling entertaining soccer. And DeBoer was brought in to change things up and take Crystal Palace from being a club that was just trying to hang on in the Premier League to a club that could be mid-table and sometimes surprise. That takes time. That's not something you do overnight. It's definitely not something you do in a couple of matches. So the fact that they got scared and ended up making the change and going to Roy Hodgson, who is basically going to keep the club up and nothing more. If that's where you want to be, if you're Crystal Palace, that's fine. But don't bring in somebody who you're expecting to change your culture and not give him a chance to actually do it.
Interesting. Jason, great stuff as always. It's always going to be fun to see when big changes like this happen, especially with a team that's been successful. But can't wait to see what the Frank DeBoer era looks like with Atlanta United.
It's going to be fun. I mean, there will be questions always.
Yep.
That's the good thing about this team. There's always something to talk about.
Thanks, Jason.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, y'all. Merry Christmas.